Hey everyone, welcome back to another Situation Remedy podcast. I am your host, Pastor Royce King. I want to invite you really quickly, if you would, go to the website, RoyceKingSports.com. And while you're there, I want you to look under the social media icons. And I want you to see the share icon, right? And if you scroll your mouse right across that, you will see, or your finger, it will say the Situation Remedy book. I want to ask you to go to, click on that link and go to the hyperlink page, which is lulu.com/the Situation Remedy. Order you a copy of this book so that we collectively can begin to share and read and talk about the principles that are here in this book. All we did is we wrote a little something that's been revealed unto us, but it's not just to us, as in me personally, but to all of you, right? We probably talked about it. We run right across it. We heard it, and it clicked, and it was with us for a moment, but then life started to happen. We began to become distracted by all the many things that go on in our worlds. I want to encourage you to get back to the Situation Remedy. And it's simply this: Torah. Now, when I say Torah, please don't be afraid, don't be religious in your mind, and don't be frightened by those who limit the definition of the word Torah. Torah is just basically teachings, instructions from a father or a master teacher. If you believe in the universe as the creator, if you want to use that word, the universe, if you believe in God, if you want to use that word, if you believe in Yah, if you want to use the name of the Almighty, the creator of all things living, right? You'll understand that there are spiritual, because we are spirit first and foremost. You just live in an earth suit, your flesh. Spiritual laws that exist, but they exist because of the instructions that were given. So if you were to sum it all up, you could eliminate the word law and you could just, what are the instructions? Ever notice when you're putting anything together or if you're performing any task anywhere for anyone, the key to completion and to their happiness or success with what you did was your ability to follow the instructions? Torah, his instructions, belief, that's now where we come in. Do I believe in the instructor? Do I believe in their ability to instruct? And if I do, more importantly, what does that mean for me? It means I'm going to take an action. I'm going to obey. I'm going to execute step by step in order until I complete the task. When we do that, all of mankind, what you and I will see of one another is simply each other working. We're doing our life work. Don't confuse your work with your job. There's a very distinct difference. Your work is about your completion, your fulfillment within, your purpose. Your job is just how you may get money. The scriptures say money answers all things, yet at the same time, it tells you that money is the root of all evil. So there has to be a balance there. It's not a contradiction. But there's a truth. So use money to answer the things that money answers. But be careful lest you serve and worship and chase after money, because that is the root to all evil, and that will separate you from your faith in Yah, in the real blessings and peace of mind. Now, after you receive the Torah, receive instructions, and you believe in what you've been instructed, you obey it by taking action, doing the work, you're going to receive a reward. Spiritually, the reward is righteousness, joy, and peace in the kingdom. But the kingdom is to come here on earth. It's not for after you die. It's for you right now. You can be experiencing kingdom living just by following these simple steps, by living the life, following the instructions that he gave to man, that he gave to the first Adam. Adam was fine. Eve was fine until Adam stopped following the instructions. The last Adam, Yeshua HaMashiach, some say Jesus the Christ, he received the instructions. He followed the instructions to completion. And he lives forevermore. How can the eternal God, who's given us his eternal spirit and substance, it's in us, how could we not live forevermore? We have to be careful that we're not so attached to this earth suit that we forget that it's more about who we are in spirit. You're going to live forever. So you might as well get used to living in righteousness, joy, and peace in the kingdom. But what does that mean about money? I want to be rich. If you can follow instructions and show that you can manage the little that you've been given thus far, I think each and every one of us has the opportunity to be rich. If that's his plan, if that's your discipline, can you follow the instructions to work your way to financial wealth? If you can, you're going to have it. But if you can't, chances are you'll come up short. But it doesn't mean all your needs will not be met. The choice is yours. It's been 22 days since the last episode of Situation Remedy Podcast, and I thank Yah because I believe that's symbolic for the 22 Hebrew letters, the alphabet. It is complete and it is whole as it is. Yah wants you complete and whole as you are. He's perfected you. He's made you. All you need to do, all I need to do, all we should do is follow the instructions. I'm Pastor King. I love you. Talk to you soon.